Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Oz.
Well, folks, great news today for people who are blepharitis and dry eye sufferers. You can't believe how many things people try. And now we have somebody who is a phenomenal person, Dr. Catherine Najafi-Tagle, who has created an item called Avenova. And she'll tell you what it's made out of and how it's so effective in a wide variety of inflammatory conditions of the eyelids, which undermines all of our external eye diseases, period. So, Catherine, thank you so much for being with us today. I know you're board certified in glaucoma and do refractive surgery, and you're a general ophthalmologist, but somehow you got interested in doing the basic research on this situation that involves almost every patient. Can you tell us a little bit how you came up with this breakthrough discovery?
Good morning, Rob. Yes, thank you for inviting me to your program. I would love to talk to you about this very important treatment regimen for patients with blepharitis and other inflammatory conditions of the eyelid. Basically, how it all started was that I had a patient who was very ill from a severe eyelid infection, and this was actually when I was a second-year resident in Brooklyn. And this particular patient suffered, you know, it started from a very minor infection and actually ended up being a flesh-eating bacteria that almost cost her eyelid tissue. So that was the sort of the trigger for me. That was what got me started into looking at finding a way to topically treat and prevent infections of the eyelid and hope to come up with something that doesn't lead to resistant bacteria, which some of the other antibiotic treatments do. And at the time, I have a very genius brother who's a chemist, and he was actually working on a wound care product for treatment of non-healing wounds and burns and vascular insufficiency ulcers. And the product that he was testing and seemed like a really good idea. You know, his product was based on hypochlorous acid chemistry. And so I got interested, and I thought this would be ideal product to use on the skin of the eyelid, and actually got permission from my chairman, the chairman of the department, Dr. George Hyman, to allow me to study this. And lo and behold, this the product I actually used in a little study as my residency project, and showed that it was actually quite non-irritating on the skin of the eyelid, and also did a little study on rabbits, and it was actually quite non-irritating, and compared it to saline and compared it to betadine, which is sort of the standard of care for pre-surgical cleansing of the eyelids. And so this is how it got started. And really the rest of it is it's been over 16, 17 years since that initial encounter. And now we have a product that is marketed for ophthalmology under the name of Avenova. And Avenova contains Nutrox, which is a pure form of hypochlorous acid. It is 0.01% hypochlorous acid. And again, this sort of, I started using it because my patients were suffering from blepharitis. I'm a glaucoma specialist, as you know, and so I see a lot of patients that have what's called steroid-responsive glaucoma. And sort of the standard treatment for blepharitis is to provide patients with antibiotics and steroids. Mm-hmm. And generally what happens is that, you give a patient antibiotic for a short while. You know, you can't keep them on antibiotics forever. The nature of blepharitis is that it comes back, so you can prescribe antibiotics, but then after a few, maybe a couple of weeks, you have to stop the antibiotic, then the blepharitis can come back. And so it really, again, started with a patient of mine who had recalcitrant, really bad case of blepharitis, where I had to give him multiple courses of antibiotics and steroids And every time this gentleman would have his pressure go up because of the steroids. So I really, again, started looking to see what can I give him that would be non-irritating, wouldn't really cause resistance to bacteria, induce bacterial resistance and be easy to use on the eyelid.
Well, it's amazing that it comes from a compassionate person and a compassionate reason, and that you found something that, as you'll describe it, it's anti-everything, and yet it is so calm on the eye and can effectively do something that most ophthalmologists ignore. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. You know, most ophthalmologists do ignore blepharitis, or they minimize it because we haven't had a good treatment for it. You know, if you don't have anything to offer a patient, you try to ignore it because, you know, you can't solve the problem. And I think my patients were more demanding, which is a fair thing to really demand to have something better than something that could potentially raise their eye pressure or potentially cause more irritation to their eyelid. So you mentioned that this is anti-everything. Well, in vitro testings that we've done, it is. It kills just about every bacteria. It kills methicillin-resistant staphylococcus, MRSA. It kills vancomycin-resistant enterococcus. It kills propionibacterium acne, which is sort of the bacteria that's sort of been implicated for acne. And so it kills, you know, gram-positive bacteria, gram-negative bacteria. And there's actually a published report from Dr. Klaus Dolman's group from Harvard that was just published in Cornea, a very prestigious journal that indicated that they did in vitro testing, and this product is actually highly effective against fungi as well. So it has an excellent antimicrobial profile in vitro. You know, when we test it in solution, it's fantastic in terms of killing of different microbes. But also in our laboratory studies, we've seen that it gets rid of biofilm. You know, biofilm is a very sort of a tricky thing that bacteria produce. They produce this matrix where they hide. And in my opinion, especially in cases of recurrent blepharitis, there's biofilm on the eyelid around the lashes. And so that's how we get these recurrent episodes of blepharitis. So Avenova in solution actually gets rid of the biofilm. And it also neutralizes some of the toxins that are produced, such as lipase. For instance, staphylococcus produces lipase that causes lipolysis of the little lipids that are produced by the glands, and that causes irritation to the eyelid.
So can you briefly tell us how you would recommend a patient to use it?
Sure. So it comes in a spray bottle. It's in a glass spray bottle. And the best way to use it is to have the patients close their eyelids and then gently spray it at about, you know, they can hold it at about maybe 10 centimeters away from their face and spray directly on the lids and lashes to get the lashes completely soaked. And then they can open their eyelid, and it doesn't sting. They can also spray it on cotton pads and then just soak the cotton pad and gently rub it along the lash line, along the upper eyelid and lower lid lash line. And this should be done after they've actually washed their face with regular soap, because this is not a soap. And it's not a makeup remover. So that's just something to keep in mind. And they can use it twice a day.
This is so fantastic. I think we're going to have you back and share this again, because this is a breakthrough that I'm going to say most ophthalmologists don't know. And it is so benign and doesn't raise the pressure. It's just terrific. And I'm just so proud that you've done this and can work with your brother to create a marvelous product. So we'll do it again.